Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Money Monday in the city. What's cracking? Thanks for riding with us. T.E. Muhammad Radio Live, your hip-hop informer. Monday, April 10th, or is it the 10th? I think it's the 11th. It is. Yes, it's Monday the 11th. I want to get it right for you. It's 2011. Tonight, we asked the question, would you have cosmetic surgery if you could afford it? Could you cut? I mean, come on. Be real. There's more cosmetic surgery cracking in America than you really believe. We knew Michael Jackson's nose was a new nose. You can put out as many press releases as you want to, right? We knew that was a new nose. And a whole lot of other people have had things tipped and nipped, you know, tucked. If you could afford it, would you enlarge some breasts? Cut some fat, replace some hair. Let's be real. What are your thoughts? Did you have plastic surgery if you could afford it? Or cosmetic surgery? Or alter something? What would you change? What would you do? Or do you just think that's ludicrous? You would never alter anything about yourself. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I've never wanted to alter anything. What do you think? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Would you have cosmetic surgery if you could afford it? Be real. TM Hyman Radio Live. Back in a moment. It's 2 minutes after 10 on the East Coast.
Yeah. It's your boy. I'm feeling real good right now. I'm on my arrogant status. Sauce of a legend. Bodhi. I'm getting money, homie. Yeah. Y'all ready? Let me out.
Put your hands up if you're feeling my shit. Cause I'm about ways. Give a damn about a bitch. Y'all say get money. Y'all say get rich. Y'all say Bodhi. When I ask who you with. Oh man, I'm a fool. Better check my swag. Different color stones.
I keep it cold. But I don't give a damn, I still let her take my picture. And when she leave, I'ma spit game to her sister. Stack like Jenga, head like Gina. Mine out the gutter, big head like Gina. Look good in bikini, in love with Linguini. Sex said she want a shotgun in the green.
Hands up if you feeling my shit, cause I'm about break. Give a damn about a bitch, y'all say get money, I'ma say get rich. Y'all say fuck me, when I ask who you with, huh man, I'm a fool, better check my swag. Different color stones like a Mexican flag. And yeah, I go hard, and yeah, I get paid. And yeah, I'm a bitch, yeah, you heard what I say.
Classy as a mother, I should probably have a suit on. Money made me bougie, bitch, pass the gray poop on. Run the game barefoot, don't even need a shoe on. Me falling off, nigga, what the fuck is you on? I'm on whatever I need to put me in my zone. And then I get the business microphone, got a tie on. Hip hop watered down, some say that the fact on. But thanks to my flow, I'm something you can rely on.
Put your hands up if you're feeling my shit, cause I'm about break. Give a damn about a bitch, y'all say get money, I'ma say get rich. Y'all say fuck me when I ask who you with. Oh man, I'm a fool, better check my swag. Different color stones like a Mexican flag.
WHAC, TM Hammer Radio Live. Welcome to the show. It's Money Monday in the city, April 11th. Would you have cosmetic surgery if you could afford it? What do you think? Hit us up, 917-889-3926. Hair replacement, cut a little fat, enlarge your breasts, enhance your muscles. There's more cosmetic or enhancement surgery taking place than you think. What do you think about it? Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We love her. We appreciate her. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
What's good?
Everything chilling.
Well, what do you think about it? What do you think about cosmetic surgery? Have you ever thought about it?
Only because of my nose. I broke my nose when I was 14, but I wouldn't let them re-break it because it hurt too much and they wouldn't put me under, so I never got it, you know, like, set back in place. So I think that would be the only thing that I ever really thought about getting done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, though, I lied. I thought about liposuction after I had my daughter, but then, like, yeah, I never got it, never needed it.
Why?
Because I lost weight. Dancing. I went out after I lost a lot of weight after dancing.
Are we too lazy to do what we need to do via exercise and diet? We want it like expeditiously.
Or too busy. A lot of people are too busy to be healthy.
Too busy to be healthy.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, you gotta think they don't eat properly because they're always working or always having something going on, whether it be, you know, having to deal with the children or just pretty much at work. You know, some people don't have time to you know, like, I guess take, you know, I guess lunch, dinner for lunch or, you know, not, you know, I don't have time to do it. So they'll, you know, just go to Wendy's or get somebody else to grab them something while they're out or whatever, you know.
Right. Let's bring our partners into this conversation all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up, Miss Finance herself, Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now, what's going on, you guys?
What's good? Tonight's topic, would you have cosmetic surgery if you could afford it? It's against some people's religion, if you will, meaning, you know, they would just never do it. But I'm thinking, you know, everybody's thought about something, you know.
I had a male friend tell me that men would be lying if they did not ever think about having their penis enlarged. He said no matter what size it is. I mean, like, but it's a true thing. I mean, come on. We get to watch commercials about it on TV.
I've thought about it.
You know what I'm saying? Because he said regardless of how big it is, you always want it to be bigger.
But guess what? Wow. I've never sent off for extends.
Okay.
I would never take extends.
Okay. Bobby Johnson doesn't know.
You're into the TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, 917 889-3926. Hey, we appreciate you for rocking with us tonight. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune. In Tokyo, it's 11:10 tomorrow already. It's 10:10 right now in Tampa, Florida. Coming to you live from Hack Media Studios, hanging out with CeeLo, Charlotte, Toya, Delaware. Hey, we'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Radio Live, Electric Chameleon, DMG. That joint right there is called Sleep. 917-889-3926. Hey, we got a guest coming up in the next hour that's going to talk about self-esteem, which a lot of times has a lot to do with the decisions that people make when it comes to cosmetic surgery and, you know, augmentations of any kind, right? Tonight, this Money Monday, April 11th, we asked the question, if you could afford cosmetic surgery, would you have it? Before we go any further, all the way live from Chesapeake, she does health and wellness like only she can. Give it up for Domair. Welcome to the show.
How's everybody? Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi,
Edie.
Hi. How do you feel about this subject tonight?
Have you ever thought about plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery?
I'm going to say this. So I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it. There's only one thing that I would consider getting done, and it's more cosmetic than plastic surgery. Because actually, I'm kind of against like plastic surgery or changing your body. I feel like God gave me this body for a reason. I'm just supposed to keep it in shape, go to the gym, and don't let it get all flabby. Me personally, I would, you know, I was only, like I said, one cosmetic surgery I would do, and it's not anything to my face. It's only it's something else to another part of my body. But plastic surgery, I'm a little against that. Personally, I don't think you should change nothing God gave. Don't tighten it. Don't make it look like somebody else's. Don't get a new nose. Don't do that. But I have thought about it, the cosmetic portion. That's it.
Mhm. What about you, Toya? You ever thought about changing something up? Tell the truth.
Of course. Who doesn't? Yeah. Nothing major, though.
What would you change up?
Let's see. My face is just fine, at least I think it is, so I'm good with that. I think you can lose weight whenever you want to. You just have to stop being lazy. I will probably get my breast work done. I will get my breast work on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You adding or you subtracting?
Right.
I will hope I'm not adding anything. What in the world? Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Okay. So you want a reduction.
We don't want to add
See,
nothing
most,
to these.
Most people want to add.
No, I really don't want. What you say, Didi?
Didn't say that point. I pray. You know, my mama's boobs. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I would just get a lift. You know, they ain't sitting down on my knees or nothing. But you know, when you got double D's, they don't sit up as perky as the people with the C's and the D's. So.
Yeah. Tell the truth, sister. Tell the truth.
You know. So that's probably right. The only thing I would do.
Let's go to the phones. Area code 757. The last four digits 9558. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. If you could afford it, would you get it done?
Yo, it's Ferb. I'm calling out of Virginia Beach tonight.
What up, Ferb?
Hey,
Ferb.
Word.
Hey,
So the topic tonight, let me get it right, is if you had the money, what would you change about yourself?
No, would you have cosmetic surgery if you could afford it?
If you
like
could afford it.
Hair replacement. You know, cut a little fat, enlarge some breasts, enhance some muscles.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing, you know, because, no, I'm good physically, you know, all of this type of thing. But there's one thing, I would definitely go for the bigger penis. I'm not small, but, there's nothing wrong with being bigger from what I can tell.
Hey, that's real.
Commercials on television about Enzyte every night, so obviously that shit sells tremendously. I don't buy Enzyte. But
and extend.
That would be something if you know, I just had a little money laying around. I'm like, well, shit, what could I do to try to improve upon myself? Let me go for
a bigger
plane. The Wang, hey.
All right.
No.
Well,
you know what, though?
Now, fellas, and the fellas is being real. If you got
that's
an 8,
real,
you got a 10, you want a 12, you want a 12, you hear about Mike Tyson with the 14, and you start scratching your head.
Right. All
right. Sorry about a VA. We'll be right back.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt feeling deep from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't gonna make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
It's 10:25. Welcome back to Team Hammer Radio Live. Your hip hop informer hanging out with CeeLo live from Charlotte, the mayor live from Chesapeake, Toya live from Newark, Delaware tonight, and that dude Ferb who wanna enlarge his penis if he had more cash.
Word up.
Hey, watch out for the cops.
Hey, I can get with it, dude. I can get with it.
Well, I wouldn't even front for nobody. Like we say, we know. I mean, among brothers, we already know. Everybody wants a bigger penis.
No doubt.
Well, you know what, though? Women are having, you know, vaginal surgeries, you know, after giving birth to, you know, three or four children or,
wow,
or an extensive sexual life.
That's encouraging.
Trying to tighten up each other's chest.
Some shit thought about that a long
time ago. Yeah, because the Kegel, you know, I guess that can only do but so much. I guess if they want fast results, they get it sewn up. But they have vaginal cosmetic surgeons.
Wow.
I mean, this stuff is real. Make money on fixing ears and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. Folks, cosmetic surgery, again, is taking place more than we think. The youthfulness of a lot of our favorite television personalities is due to cosmetic surgery. You know, that's just the reality of business. It's a tough game. You know, people are trying to stay employed, and it's real competitive around these parts. And that's in every industry across really every arena is competitive, you know? So the reality is we live in a very superficial world, materialistic, and it's really all about appearance, you know? But at some point you got to draw the line, you know, and just accept nature's course and all that comes with it. You know, there's just some things I get and some things I don't get. However, I'm not judgmental. You know, it's just a question. If you could afford it, would you get plastic surgery? And what would you have done? Hit us up. Tell us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're interested to know. Coming up, we got Finance All the Way Live from Newark, Delaware. This is Vail. Put me in the game. Toya's up next.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Put me in the game. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails and feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Nolly hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start when the whistle sound, you got it, bend it down. All four corners, put motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, you send you your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game, coach.
I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 You're feeling my style, I got you like wild. Boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best from my team, so play by the rules. Scouts in the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game,
coach. I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 Feeling my style, I got you like wild. Boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Muhammad Radio Live, Money Monday, April 11th. Tonight, we're talking about cosmetic surgery. If you could afford it, would you get it? We'll keep that conversation going. But right now, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, bringing us finance tips to save up some money along the way. Give it up for Toya.
Good evening, all. As the tax season winds down, remember the extended cutoff is the 18th, I believe. Is that correct, Terrence? 18th of this month?
That is correct.
Okay, so for those people who have yet to file your taxes, you still have about 7 days left to do so. But in the event that you haven't already filed your taxes, here are a few things that you should not try to deduct. These expenses may get you audited by the IRS, and that will end up costing you more money in the long run. First thing would be your homeowner's insurance. Just keep in mind the hazard policy you bought to cover damage from fires, tornadoes, and so on cannot be deducted. However, if you meet some tax law guidelines, you can deduct private mortgage insurance, and PMI is the insurance your lender requires you to buy if you don't put down a big enough down payment when you purchase your home. So homeowners, no, but PMI premiums, yes, in a lot of cases. Also, you can't deduct a telephone landline Even if you use it primarily for your business, the IRS says that the first hardwired phone line in your home is considered a non-deductible personal expense. The only way to get around that is you can deduct the business expenses as far as long-distance charges on that phone are concerned. And to do so, you would need to file a Schedule A, Schedule C, or Schedule C Easy, depending on whether you're an employer or an employee or self-employed. You cannot deduct commuting costs. The only way you can deduct commuting costs is if you are self-employed and your business is there in your home and you travel from your home to work sites. If not, if you don't hold an office in your home or stock or inventory in your home, you can't consider yourself working out of your home. So if you travel to more than one place during that day, say you have point A, B, C, and D, from point A to B, you can't deduct, but from B to C, you can. So there are some ways of getting around it, but you can't deduct all commuting costs. And also, this probably most people will laugh at, but it has been done before. Do not try to deduct your pet. Although some people look at a dog or cat as a family member, and a lot of people now have insurance on their pets, you cannot deduct your pet as a dependent. There have been a lot of people who have tried it, and yes, they've been audited for it. So you can't deduct your pet as a dependent. They're not your child, so just keep that in mind. And the last one for today would be don't deduct Social Security taxes. Yes, you lose a lot of income each day, or each payday, excuse me, to Federal Insurance Contributions Act, or FICA, just in case you guys didn't know what that stood for. FICA, the money withheld from your checks to pay for your future Social Security benefits, which, by the way, probably won't be there when we go to collect. But anyway, you can't deduct your Social Security taxes. So, you know, if you overpay the tax, you can get a credit for your Social Security over withholding, but you can't really deduct that on your taxes when you file for the year. So if you find that you're having too much help, then what you want to do is adjust annually, you know, as far as your filings are concerned, but you can't deduct anything. And actually, let me give you one more you can't deduct since we're talking about it, and that's plastic surgery. You can't deduct plastic surgery unless it is a procedure that your doctor has recommended for you to have done because of medical reasons. So, you know, if you got a nose job just because you don't like the way your nose looks, you can't deduct that. But if your doctor says that it was necessary because it helps you breathe better, then you can deduct that in some circumstances. So just keep those things in mind. Stop trying to get over. You don't want to get yourself in a situation where you end up having to pay more money because you try to deduct something that you're not supposed to. So just a few tips.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Hey, Ryan. I'm looking for that next top model. So give me your assistance.
No, baby, I'm a sister.
love you.
You certainly gotta love you. before anybody else can love you, you gotta love you. I mean, and this is my thing. If getting some things improved makes you love you, then I love you. You know, but be happy with yourself first. You know.
Exactly, and I mean, I could go for like how I said earlier about like the women having like maybe the vaginal surgeries or whatever. I could understand that. You know, after a woman's had, you know, 3 or 4 children. Or even, you know, what about the women who've had like 9 and 10 kids? Wonder what it looks like down there after that. I mean, goodness.
No. No.
Ooh.
917-889-3926. If you have a story or got a thought that's not like CeeLo's thought, we want to know, would you have cosmetic surgery if you could afford it?
My mother would. That's why I have to do something really big. I have to get money fast, right, so I can pay for my mother's facelift. She really wants a facelift. And, like, for real, and she's not ashamed of it. She'll tell anybody. Yeah, she'll tell anybody.
Do you see where she could benefit from a facelift?
I know why. Because she looks older. You know what I'm saying? Only because, like,
she wants to pull the skin back.
Yeah, she wants to pull
the
skin
back.
You know, but she doesn't even look as old as she is. You know, but I guess, you know, pull it back. She, you know, look like she's 30 or 26 all over again. They
Man.
Didn't even tell her nothing.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you, I've seen where pulling the skin back just a little bit brings it back about 7, 8, 9 years.
If you notice, they're doing it. You see it every day with these older women. They in their late 40s. Pulling that ponytail back to where they start losing hair on the edges because they want their ponytail tight to pull their skin
Hilarious.
Back.
Hey, this is what I'll say.
And comb the baby hair.
Love yourself. You're crazy. This is Law featuring C-Rolla. What you say?
Oh, boy.
I say CeeLo's crazy.
The tight ponytail with the baby hair.
Cause this song is a hit. If it's on
HJC TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, thanks for rolling with us. It's Money Monday in the city, 10:50 on the East Coast, 7:50 on the West Coast. We're pulling together our next Ustream event. Stay tuned. Don't forget to log on www.hacmediausa.com or hacmedia.com. We appreciate the producers of this program hanging out with CeeLo, Domare, Toya, and that dude Ferb. Ferb. Still rocking with us? Maybe not. If you got a thought, hit us up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. Check us out. Hey, coming up in May, all new program. Trying to bring you something different, something new. Something different, something new.
I have a thought.
Yes.
Share. I'm going to share. I want to say this. We've been talking about if you had the money, would you get cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, whatever the case may be. I want to bring something. This is a very serious subject that people really don't know about. I have a stick girl who she used to be 360 pounds. Now, she got that way because she suffered a severe tragedy in her early childhood years. She used food as a coping mechanism. She became big. It depressed her. She got to a place, okay, she had gastric bypass surgery. Everyone knows normally you lose weight with that particular surgery, which I will touch on in health and wellness tonight. However, sometimes if you don't exercise, that excess skin has nowhere to go. So, okay, with all that being said, she went through that process. And then her friends wrote in to Dr. 90210, the plastic surgery show. And she got chosen to be up there. She got like a barrage of, like, plastic surgery things fixed, arms, stomach, legs, girl, I mean some of everything. But before she went on this surgery, I asked her, and I was like, I said, honey, are you really sure this is what you want to do? Because I need you to know, just because you fix the outside doesn't mean it's going to fix the inside. And she's dealing with so many issues, especially feeling pretty on the inside, feeling beautiful, just being comfortable in her own skin. And she swore me up in that, yes, this is going to fix it. I'm going to be better. Everything is going to be good. Da-da-da-da-da. And after she came through it all, not only did she not heal physically like she was supposed to, she didn't heal mentally nor spiritually, and she's in a worse off place than when she started. So people, please make sure that when you look into plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery, make sure it's for the right reasons, and that when it's all said and done, you're going to be okay with the end result on the inside and the outside. Yeah.
Wow, thanks for sharing. Coming up in our next hour, motivational speaker George Suber will be stopping past to talk to us about self-esteem and what Dee Dee just shared on or touched on has everything to do with just that self-esteem. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. 5J's in. And we lit. J God. J New. J's everywhere, ain't it?
Even with the money, I go hard until I pass away. Give me a reason, I grab up a gun and pass the day. And I'm a player, so I know them haters gonna hate. But you was gonna do that anyway. But anyway, 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 anyway.
Between not caring and going hard, take what I want and beauregard regardless of the charge. I'm so out of this world, I'ma leave Earth and go to Mars. Stand back about the launch, you can catch me in the stars. Can you dig it? I'm a farm, I got animals all around me that support mine. And the only time you find swine is on my pork grind. From southeast, but I can get it on the north side. I ride or die, these motherfuckers need tour guides. Soap on both pupils like a nigga at the four eyes. Start beefing, I could turn five guys to four guys. Putting them to sleep and that means night lights for your guys. And that gas, I flow mine, cause my grind, I'm on mine. And my find to have a nigga sky high in no time. Hit it four times and you be floating like a boat line. They need a DVR to see me cause they're timing off. It's daily paper, J News, bitch signing off.
Even with the money, I go hard until I pass away. Give me a reason, I grab up a gun and pass this day. And I'm a player, so I know them haters gonna hate. But you was gonna do that anyway. But anyway, anyway, it's anyway, 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 it's anyway, 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 it's anyway, 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 it's anyway.
Wolfman,
Wolfman,
Cushman,
Cushman,
fuck the world, like George Bush, man. Tim stay bloody from the faces I kick. Mine stay flooded with the pages I flip. Grind is divine, come and have a pass look. High school, nigga had zones up in his math book. First day of school, I'm just scoping how the class look. Bitches I'ma fuck, and niggas I'ma clash with. 10 years later and I still ain't made it. But the guns are intriguing, kinda misleading. I don't need a reason, cause it's always the season. Might smoke out his crib and wait for him in the evening. Soon as he enters his home, Louisville slugger injure his bone. Watch him grimmer and moan. Take the money off the safe and be gone. And I know we've been a pleasure to know, so tell the rest of you folks.
Even with the money, I go hard until I pass away. Give me a reason, I grab up a gun and pass this day. And I'm a player, so I know them haters gonna hate. But you was gonna do that anyway. But anyway, 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 yeah. Anyway,
we got cuz for like 30 of. We even took his fucking drawers and his shirt up off. She called the phone, said we really put a hurting on him. I left the scene, hit the block and put work up on it. Anyway, niggas ain't fucking with the guards and bullets to your squad like everybody dies. What the fuck these niggas waiting for? Tell me that, J God, I can tell you where the hell is that.
Yeah, hey fam, don't feed this shit to none of your kids. Fuck spam, I go ham right in front of the pig. And if I catch a bitch come around that corner, you dig. Got hairpin bullets for that bitch to one in the wig. She thinks in my dough raising this word to my nigga AJ. Bust for the bucks like a Milwaukee away game. I never expire, give a fuck about what the day say. I burn that 40 cal if I'm concerned about the weight gain.
Cause we all get high.
I know you've been hurt before, but you
Radio Live. That was Donnell Jones, Love Like This. Thanks for tuning in this Money Monday. You have some extra cash laying around. Would you pay to get something fixed? Not talking about your house or car. We're talking about your body here. DD, you said that you would get cosmetic surgery done, but you didn't give any details as to what that would be. Hello?
Oh. Yeah, okay. Well, you already
Ms. Willingham?
Said can you hear me?
Huh?
Yeah. Hello? Can you hear me now? Okay.
I can.
Okay. I would get a breast lift as well. I don't want to add anything. I don't want to take anything away. I am satisfied, and I've came to love my double Ds, but I would like to get them lifted. So I'm taking have some tissue taken out and lift it because, again, like Toya stated earlier, double Ds are pretty heavy on your chest. And then I used to play a bass drum for 4 years, and it didn't do me any justice. And I do want to let people know, again, this is all about education here on the program, and this is for our ladies, our young ladies that may still be in high school that may be listening, or for our, you know, young adults that can pass it on to young ladies. Sports bras are extremely important if you're in some type of sport. Mm-hmm. You want to get a supportive bra, not a regular bra. And if your parents don't tell you this or you don't have a woman tell you this, you don't know how you're supposed to take care of your body. So just make sure. And I was one of those ones, unfortunately, not saying my mom was bad. She just didn't know. And I carried a bass drum on my chest for 4 years. I played basketball for 5 years, and I had improper equipment and attire on to help support that. So, okay, gravity took hold a little bit earlier. So I would like to have a breast lift.
All right.
I'm not
saying,
huh? I just go get some better bras. Now it costs a little bit more money so I can look like they, like I'll be
okay.
C's and
B's. A good bra.
A little bit more money. How about a lot more money?
Exactly.
Come on now.
Girl, okay.
But those 2 for 10s at Walmart do not make it, okay? You
no,
have one
no.
out and one in.
$65 is not a little bit of money
at all. Okay. Oh, shoot.
Okay, I'm sorry, Terrence. We're back.
That's what I would have. Only cosmetic. Like I said, I'm against plastic surgery. I love what the good Lord has given me, and I wouldn't want to change it no way, no how, except for natural changes as far as exercise and dieting. But as far as cosmetically, I think. You know, if you change the inside, and make your inside as beautiful as you want your outside to be, you're not going to look, you're not going to see those flaws that you think you see and want to get them changed. That's my personal opinion.
Coming up, Entertainment National News.
What can top that? I mean, really, that was entertainment right there. I mean, we're just going to be vying for the national news on this one.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy, never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and a godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asked me, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. And seems I only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven is so far away. Yes. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away.
WHAC TM Hammer Radio Live, 78 degrees in Miami, 68 degrees in Las Vegas, 75 degrees in Houston, Texas, all the way live from Charlotte with Entertainment and National News. It is CeeLo.
Yeah.
afternoon in the morning time. Yeah, this is your entertainment news for April 11th, 2011. And this is hot off the press, a new earthquake that hit, a new earthquake hit Japan about 3.5 hours ago, our time, and it's Tuesday morning there for them at 8 a.m., but 7 p.m. for us over here in the United States. It registered a 6.4 magnitude earthquake. And the earthquake that hit the night before that was a 6.6 magnitude earthquake.
Wow.
So they've been, you know, they've been getting hit back to back, and it, no one remembered. Today represented the 1 month anniversary of the initial earthquake that rocked Japan with a 9.9 magnitude earthquake. Yeah, and so they've been, you know, they've just been going through it. And while they were paying respects today, because of the anniversary, they were paying respects to over 13,000 confirmed dead and over 14,000 missing. The thing is that six more people were killed in a landslide of homes because of the earthquake, and they're still trying to rescue others. That it's an unknown numbered amount of victims that are they're trying to rescue as we speak. But as I know right now, it's about 220,000 people that are without power in Japan. So our prayers go out to them and those that are affected, most definitely. In other news, let's go to national news. A Chicago-based Little Village Academy, which is a public school, has joined the ranks of First Lady Michelle Obama's plight in reversing childhood obesity with the Let's Move campaign. They're banning homemade lunches. No more brown bags and lunch boxes. And you pay your $2.25 for your lunch or you starve. But this is their way of kind of taking over, to help with the health of these children. Because a lot of parents don't send, they may just send like snacks.
How
for lunch
healthy
versus,
is it not to eat at all? That's not
healthy.
Well,
the thing is, and that's what they're trying to do is, for the people that can't afford it, have them fill out the forms, to get either free or reduced lunch. They want to help. I'm quite sure they're not going to let the children starve, though. I'm quite sure they'll have money probably set aside for that. But as it stands right now, the principals say that it's kind of milk versus, Coca-Cola. And that's what the school principal, Elsa Carmona, stated. And along with that, Beyonce joined the Let's Move campaign. And she rewrote and remixed her 2006 song, Get Me Body, that a lot of people love to dance to, adults. But, yeah, she rewrote it for the children. And she made a special video. It's supposed to encourage the children, to engage in physical activity during their free time and during after-school activities. So that's a big up to B for joining in that flight. In entertainment news, Roxy has her new 4-hour radio show that's set to debut on April 25th called Roxy on the Radio. Now, that I don't know if she's going to be leaving 106 in Park, though, to do that. That I couldn't confirm, but her new radio show is going to debut on April 25th. Check your, local listing. In other news, how about this? This is just a quick snippet. Carl Lewis, the 9-time gold medalist, he is running for the New Jersey Senate for the 8th legislative district. In New Jersey. He is from New Jersey. But the thing is that Mr. Lewis does not have a background, no political background or platform. However, he was handpicked by the New Jersey Democrats to run in this November's coming election. And last but not least, check out Toya, A Family Affair. It's going to premiere tomorrow night on BET. Check your local listings. And I really wasn't a fan of the Toya and Teeny thing, but more power to her, Anything
Tiny.
Is good.
You call
whatever.
Tiny Teeny?
What? She's small. Excuse me. Okay. And And last in the BET slot, the BET Awards are going to be this year, June 26th this year. So you guys look out for that, and I'll keep you, you know, up and going on that. And then last but not least, my favorite lady, Nicki Minaj. She is on the cover of the women's magazine, Elle. She's on the current issue, and it's paying homage to women in music. And in this issue, Nicki is speaking of her experience being an MC in a male-dominated industry. And that's what I have for you for entertainment and national news. Whatever you do, do it well.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
In the morning, like, what's the hour? With money in my hands, I got all the power. Just kill another beat, so bring all the flowers. Staying sucker free while y'all still some cowards.
I say, what's the concept, man? He said, go in. Who should I shout out on the track? He said, no friend. Sucker free. Wet money, chill out of no man. Cutthroat, big redneck. Grossman. Hello, my name's T. MDR, nigga, the MD. Rex Bell, move E like AMC. KP, anything for that wet money. I push it, pump it, put a few O's in my budget. Hustling, nigga, we stuntin'. They can't do how we does it. Every little step I take, kid, come another hitter from around my way. Wait. Out of the league, this IV, nigga. Talk a bit, it's gonna get MPA. LL2JUST. Don't fuck with me. I be the dad up and down this street. Cause I slip easy like an SUV for the BI.
Cause I sex, rape, bitch, and leave your bitch undressed.
and she ain't trying to leave. Cause we drop balls heavy and a Tommy Lee. So sonically, we leave her body weak. Cause we just drained our veins on her bedroom sheets.
Suck the same problems we don't even swear. Boy, if you hot, then I'ma let her swear. If I say F you, I mean every letter. Missing her, but it can leave you dead in the gear. Got my nose running, getting wet money. Till you live in my shoes, you ain't never seen nothing. Suckers in the back always be running. The loud niggas talking, be the first niggas running. Who is you to impose me? I know you see we in another league. CMG and wet money, y'all promise to stay with suckers.
Lining lips,
the lip line.
Hey,
Get
people have, you know what? You know what? How about this?
Stop
they have places
right
where
now.
You can get no, listen. You can get permanent eyebrows. That's
my
cosmetic surgery. They get where they shave their eyebrows off and then they get
they get
permanent eyebrows.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
get tattoos.
And then eyeliner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have permanent eyeliner.
Permanent lip liner. I was thinking about that one too, but I said no, that's too much.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, you're supposed to smear that in. That ain't just supposed to be there. Who told them not to smudge? I mean, golly. Are they kissing charcoal bottles?
Raheem Malik, we out the remix.
Get it.
Excuse
you.
These ladies.
No,
we inside Money Monday, April 11th. Raheem Malik, we out the remix.
We out.
Single ladies, put your hands in the sky. Remix. King in. Ray Lavender. Before make a boys on the track. You can call your man. Tell him you ain't coming home. Tell him you're tired of being all alone. You can tell him we out. Give him the juice. You can tell him we out. Give him the juice.
Girl, tonight you're looking kind of wonderful. There you go.
me, baby.
About if you had the dough, what would you change about your physical appearance? Anything? Nothing at all? Oh, but you know what? We have a special guest joining us soon, too. Yes? Mr. George Suber, who is a...
Mr. Suber, better hurry up.
Mr. Suber isn't on the line?
No.
I don't know why Mr. Suber isn't on the line.
Not sure. Super, we got 26 minutes left of the show.
Get
thanks
together.
For riding with us, folks. 917-889-3926. If you could afford plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery, you know, would you augment anything? Have you thought about it? Do you think it's preposterous to even think about it? Let us know. Got, like, 26 minutes left in the show. 917-89-3926. Wednesday night, hang out with us, 10 p.m. Topic, why do people stay in toxic relationships? Why do people remain in toxic relationships? Wednesday, 10 p.m., T.M. Hyman Radio Live, Blog Talk Network.
Good deal. I'm waiting for that show.
Why do people stay in toxic relationships? You know, it's a plethora of reasons, a myriad of possibilities as to why people stay in toxic relationships.
Because they tell them that they look funny and so they can't afford plastic surgery, so they stay and it makes them feel bad. Yeah. Because when your boobs get to your elbows, you do kind of, you know, feel like, wow, are they supposed to be that small? I mean, that low? And so you start staring at other women, at their breasts. You know, even if, you know, and, you know, I have a fetish, but still, I look at them like, okay, hers aren't as low as mine, so what should I be doing? Like,
how about you need to be getting a bra with better support?
No, I did. No, hold on. You know what? Back in the day, women, you women could bash me for things like that, but no, not these days. I am a honorary member of Soma Intimates, okay? There's some very expensive stuff for this. Good support, people. Good support.
You know what?
I'm telling you. Hey, they'll be your best friend. You're trying to bleep in. I'm trying to tell you.
Coming up, we got Health and Wellness live out of Chesapeake, VA. Help CeeLo. Get a better bra.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. They got nothing on you, baby. It's mine, baby. Can't be for real. Yeah. Must be
girl, you're such a keeper. How did I deserve to get ya? I guess it's real blessed for real. Was on my knees praying, I would find another love to do me right. Then baby you appear, yeah. Those other girls, they don't mean nothing. Yeah, but how you make me feel, oh.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone. Blow my mind all the time now. Think about your love.
Cutting or Except for the ring, I do believe is a small cut. It's not too major. But anything else, any other surgery involves cutting and bleeding as a factor. Patients also who have existing heart and lung issues may experience complications during the surgery, during the weight loss surgery. And complications during that surgery will prolong your stay in the hospital if you already have existing issues. Now, patients with blood clots or deep vein thrombosis are also at greater risk of heart attacks and pulmonary embolisms or strokes because of the surgery and the blood and open wounds and things of that sort. Infections can incur because of the surgery, so you have to deal with that, making sure everything heals properly, that it doesn't get reinfected. And, of course, with any type of surgery, death is always possible. So take the information into consideration before you say, yes, I want to go get cosmetic surgery or plastic surgery or any type of surgery, period. Just make sure that you've researched everything possible and talk to your loved ones, church members, if you know if that's a part of your circle, and pray about it before you make a final decision, because it is life-changing, and you want to make sure it's a positive, life-changing experience for everybody involved.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills, because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I'm living underneath a telescope. Ciroc and my margarita in Mexico. Got a model with me that I seen on World Star. Introduced her to the world of La Perla. I'm talking S&M, but got her screaming A to Z. Talking the type of cheese she used to think was make believe. I used to fuck them, then I made them leave. Leaving things, I had a bucket full of Maybelline. I had a bucket in my favorite green. Opened up the budget, now it's only major things. Most things, run your half a ticket. Bugatti boy, a cop won't even write the ticket. I got a few crips that wanna come and kick it. Catch blue balls if one of your niggas bitches. I know the feeling, gotta realign your will to life. Or better yet, maybe you should write your will a night. Nice. Yeah. Money grew like bread. Money grew like bread. Got on my Vaccaron, I'm paid in full. Lining up all my niggas, bout to pull some major moves. Consolidate the game and suffocate the others. Keep it real with your niggas and multiply the numbers. go to trial and never take the stand. Every bitch was born to break a man. I take you deeper than the mother dudes. I see my nigga scramble chickens by the twos. He talking like a hoe, I'm valeting the Benz. She acting like a bitch while I'm taking the friend. Ran out of ones, now I'm throwing what I got. I took her home, time to show her what I got. I took her tongue and took it to another notch. I'm getting fun, time to get another watch. I'm having fun, fucking let my brother watch. I got 30 cars and headed to another lot. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass.
It's 11:48 in my city. I'm sure it's something 48 in your city. And we are talking about if you had the money, baby, would you get some plastic surgery, some cosmetic surgery, or maybe no surgery? And we have heard a lot of different opinions tonight. We heard some lifts, some reductions, some increases. We've heard some strange things, some, you know, some common things. We've heard some a story about it, you know, how cosmetic surgery didn't change the inside of a person. And me personally, I think it starts with the inside. I'm not sure how you guys feel about it, but I feel like I don't care how much you do to the outside, if you don't change the inside, it isn't going to matter. What y'all think about that?
This is true. This is
right.
True. This is true.
Yeah, because if you have a convoluted thought of yourself prior to surgery, and then they, you know, change whatever it is on your face, you know, lift your cheekbones or put your eyes in the back of your head or whatever. You know, it's just like and then you look at yourself after it's done and you still feel the same way. I mean, because you felt like crap about yourself in the first place.
Michael Jackson nose fell off.
Exactly, okay?
Come on.
And he had to wear a handkerchief.
Come on.
Not fair. And Diana, he had money.
I mean, exactly.
And
he didn't get
money.
To be that in the world. I'm just saying.
Between her. And you got
I'm
the whole family on the bandwagon, huh? I don't believe that, but whatever. I'm
that just goes
just
to show, regardless of how much money you have, there are some natural things that money can't even buy.
Oh, you know
like
what? I do something every 2 weeks. I get my nails done. That's artificial until my nails fully grow in.
That is a form of cosmetic surgery, huh?
You know,
they
it is because they can damn near cut your fingers off.
They pull out the knives, the drill.
You know what?
Okay,
all
your
right,
cuticles are very sensitive.
They shouldn't be cutting your cuticles in the first place.
Well,
that's
I know.
Not,
that's what I'm saying. You have to get somebody that's good, that does not cut your cuticles. It's very important to have a good nail technician.
Absolutely.
Don't go in the garage with your nails fixed.
I definitely encourage. I just want to say my whole thing, I love tonight's topic. I think it is awesome. And for those who are searching, who are looking for themselves and who think cosmetic surgery or plastic surgery is that answer, I just encourage you to stop, to just hold on before you say yes, it is the answer, and think about it again. Go get some more information. Go talk to someone. Go get some spiritual counseling guidance because I just think, for real, everybody is beautiful in their own special way, and he made you that way for a reason, you know. And so I just encourage you, you know, to just make sure that it's going to be what you think is going to be on the other end. You know, like we've been saying, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and once it's done, it's done. You can't tell them to go back and make it sag again. I guess you could, but wow. You know what I'm saying? So, tell them to put it back. Put my A's back. I don't want these D's anymore.
Okay.
You know,
put my chicken wings back. I want to, you know, I don't want these nice arms. I mean, I see my spit girl, and, you know, she's still going through. She's still saying, let's go to the club because I need attention. Anybody who's still saying that after all that surgery, I mean, come on.
Something's wrong internally.
And I never say, you know, I never say to her, you know, see, that's why you shouldn't have done it. I just still to this day encourage her and let her know how beautiful she is on the inside, regardless of what she's going through, what pain she has to experience every day, can't use all of her nerves in her arms because she didn't heal properly. I just still let her know how beautiful she is on the inside because that's what's most important. Okay,
right.
Now I'm off my soapbox.
All right, now.
Hey. Well,
soapbox
in
the way.
Let's get into this joint right here. It's called Break You Off. Creole Tang. We'll be right back. And sign off.
It's B after Creole Tang, know the name. Yeah. This right here for you, you know. I'ma break you off. I'ma do it proper. See, this is about me, but tonight it's about you, you know.
Yeah. Look. Yeah, we start off with a little kissing, tongue going crazy, but I ain't tripping. Any way you want it, I can give it in the champagne cold, so it stay sipping. We do this all the time, but tonight different. She wanted, I turn around, look back, her clothes missing. She loud, I bet the neighbors really listen. I need a new mattress, it's for both my suspicions. I'ma break you off, cry, but she looking for some treatment. I can be your doctor, got her legs shaking. You fucking with a roster, them other girls hate it, cause they don't get nada. I'ma break you off, cry, but she looking for some treatment. Well, I can be your doctor, got her legs shaking. You fucking with a roster, them other girls hate it, cause they don't get nada. Yeah. I'ma break you off, and I'ma do it proper. And if you're nasty, I'll let your girlfriend watch her. You're looking for a good treatment, I could be a doctor. Fly nigga like I arrive in a helicopter. She say them others hit it, but they didn't do it right. No swag, they didn't pursue it right. And they ain't gotta try, I can make you want it. I make your legs shake, and you gon' thank me for it. She know I'm next to blow her, call like I'm from Mexico. Now she wanna order me, but I ain't no sex to go. It up, I shoot it and boot it out. I bet if I'm in a pearl, a man will be moving out. She a freak, she like when I choke her. I poke ya, but I don't play poker. Your joker, I not spray you like a super soaker. Especially if you a deep smoker. And bout green like a lawnmower and it's over. I'ma break you off, cry, but she looking for some treatment. I can be your doctor, got her legs shaking. You fucking with a roster, them other girls hating, cause they don't get nada. I'ma break you off, cry, but she looking for some treatment. Well, I can be your doctor, got her legs shaking. You fucking with a roster, them other girls hating, cause they don't get nada. Yeah. And I'ma break you off. Yeah, I'ma break you off.
I'ma break you off.
I'ma break you off. Break you off.
Break you down.
Break you off. And I'ma do it proper.
I'ma break you off, cry, but she looking for some treatment. Well, I can be your doctor. Got her legs shaking. You fucking with a roster. Them other girls hating, cause they don't get nada. I'ma break you off, cry, but she looking for some treatment. Well, I can be your doctor. Got her legs shaking. You fucking with a roster. Them other girls hating, cause they don't get nada. Yeah.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, that was Break You Off Proper by Creole Kang.
Yeah.
And we are about to close out the show. Thank y'all for rocking with us for the last hour and 56 minutes. We got 4 minutes left.
That's
in the show.
Right.
Everybody, you know, give y'all goodbyes and y'all see y'all later.
Money Monday. Deuces.
Yo, I just want to say real quick, for those of you who don't believe that you're beautiful, believe in those who are telling you you're beautiful until you can believe in yourself and remember to be a blessing.
No doubt.
Toy?
Toya?
Yes.
Say bye. Do you want to say bye-bye?
Yes. Just be happy with who you are. Because you can't be someone else. Love y'all. Be blessed.
Oh, that's right. And who can do it like you can do it? Whatever you do, do it well, people. Peace and blessings. Thank you for rocking with us. TM Hyman Radio Live. AKTmedia.com.
Can't you call me puppy, but this ain't like a DTV. You been seeing another chico? And baby, you know that he can't go down like me. You know that the nigga can't freak like me. Mommy, tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me?
How deep is your love for me?
Can I see the way you wiggle, the way you move your body? He can't make it get wetter than me, but I bet you keep telling you he's better than me. Ooh, you know that he can't go down like me. You know that he ain't no free like me. So baby, tell me one little thing.
Live, TM, TM, Hyman 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 Live, TM, TM, Hyman